This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Hey, it's Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. Coming up, Kim Jong-un has written another beautiful letter to Donald Trump.
We'll
tell you what this one's all about on the way here.
An international romance.
And also Mad Magazine is closing its doors, apparently, after decades of existence. As we will get into all that, your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've covered gun control, Elizabeth Warren, she's got a plan. We went through some of the points on that. And also people who don't bathe. You know, I did just find myself wondering, do the people who don't bathe and or those who don't use soap when they're showering, do they use soap like when they've got dirty hands, you know, like before eating a meal, or do they just rub them underneath some hot water?
The answer is they'll do a variety of things. Yeah. So in my case, I don't use soap on my body, just the sticky bits, and but I do use soap on my hands when I wash.
But you weren't one of those people. I mean, you're kind of like halfway, because there's some of them who just won't use soap at all.
Right, I'm not neurotic.
You ever seen a mechanic eat a sandwich? Just the whole handprint with grease on there.
No, I've never seen that happen. Okay. Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
I thought like mechanics wore rubber gloves.
I thought they have maybe the Gojo nowadays. That orange Gojo stuff or whatever.
Yeah, they did. I mean, it was a commercial that made fun of this because it's actually a thing.
Really?
Right? Like, you know, you're working on whatever car you have, and wife brings you a little sandwich. You just pick up the sandwich and you got grease and whatever on the sandwich, and it helps build your immune system. And yeah, my dad had a friend who had an auto body shop, and yeah. You might rub it a little bit with the Gojo arm, but that doesn't clean everything.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
Just like surface clean.
So anyway, you want
surface is what I want to clean.
Comment. Well, you can
stuff in there.
The toll free number is 855-450 free like freedom. So there were a bunch of reports on this one. I don't know if this is the best, but it's just to get the conversation started here from CNN. Once a cultural touchstone, Mad Magazine is halting the publication of new content and vanishing from newsstands. The seminal humor publication will no longer be available on newsstands after its August issue, according to a person familiar with the matter. After that, issues will only be available via comic book stores and subscriptions, the source said. However, that after this particular issue, they will not be making new content. So they're going to continue to reprint previous material, but adding new covers to it. The magazine will continue to publish its end-of-the-year special books and special collections. For how long, though, I guess that would be to
be determined. As long as they sell.
Well, no, until the subscriptions expire.
Is that right?
As my understanding of this news is that once they run out of subscriptions to sell, that's when the doors close. Right now, they got to fill all the subscriptions that are previously in place.
So rather than give money back to the customers for the amount of months that they're not going to be publishing new content, they're going to give them a bunch of repackaged stuff.
Right.
I imagine some of them are not going to be happy about that deal.
I've already read this Sergio Aragonés comic.
Can you believe he's still alive?
I couldn't believe it. I think you told me.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
He's still making new content for them.
People are still reading Spy versus or
that wasn't him.
Looking at Spy versus Spy too. So
that wasn't his product.
No, it's not.
Okay. Who was that? Antonio Prue?
Oh, I don't know who did Spy versus Spy. I don't know.
I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But
I liked
anyway.
It because I didn't have to read.
I mean, did we all grow up with Mad Magazine? I know I did.
Yep.
As a kid in the 80s and the 90s.
I've seen them. Never really read them.
Really?
Didn't have a subscription. I mean, it might have been like, you know, the friend brings one to school and you look at his kind of a thing, but it wasn't really.
I can't say I really read Mad Magazine at the ages that I was looking at Mad Magazine. It was more like, you know, read the comics in Mad Magazine. And
yeah, it's mostly what it was, wasn't it?
No, there was definitely like political commentary in
there. Satire. Political satire.
Yeah, a lot of satire.
Yeah, I skipped over that crap, too.
Right, I totally skipped over that. So I bet if I actually went back and read it as an adult, it would be a completely different
experience.
Yeah. It might be even funnier. I don't know.
My son's got one about it's like a
Star Wars. Newer one?
It's not too old. It's a Star Wars special, and that's why I think he went to the store with his grandmother, saw a Mad magazine cover with sort of a Star Wars theme, and right?
Yeah.
And you know, at our house, the rule is, if he wants, you know, we generally will buy a book if he wants it. And I think his grandmother didn't quite understand where that might have line might have been drawn, so she sends him back with this Mad magazine, and he's just passionate about it. But he's never gotten another
magazine.
One.
Oh, okay, interesting.
He just got that one.
That was something else they would satire is pop culture things, yeah. If I recall correctly. So, like, they probably did their own variant of Star Wars or something like that, which they must have done in the past at some point.
Oh, yeah.
See, and this is another weird thing about the article, right? It's a culturally iconic publication.
Yeah.
That's basically going out of business because it doesn't have a sustained customer base.
It's going out of business for the same reason, I presume. I mean, I haven't gotten to any details on what they have to say about it, but I presume it's going out because of the same reason a bunch of other magazines have gone under. It's just people don't buy these things anymore. Everything's online.
Right. Yeah, but here's what I don't understand is that so us talking about it, the very fact that we took the time to talk about it on the web comics all over the internet stopped today. Like a dozen web comics stopped this week on the internet. Okay? And we're not talking about them because
they don't have the impact.
They don't have the impact. That name, Mad Magazine, has value.
Sure it does.
Why would they shut their doors?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they just sell the company for whatever it's worth?
Well, part of that is, I think it's a DC property now.
Okay.
It has been sold,
okay.
And now the conglomerate organization
is deciding what's worth, it's parsing out what's worth something,
right,
and what's not.
I believe so.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
The revered satirical publication was founded in 1952 as a comic book in 1955. So this is like as old as my parents are, basically.
Yeah.
In 1955, it switched to a magazine format. Former Mad editor Ali Gertz, who resigned last month, lamented that there will be no longer any new content after issue number 10. Quote, Mad is an institution with such a rich history, the editor tweeted, it informed just about every comedian and writer that you and I probably look up to. Weird Al Yankovic, who became Mad's first guest editor in 2015, also expressed sorrow on social media, writing, quote, I'm profoundly sad to hear that after 67 years, Mad Magazine is ceasing publication. He said, I can't begin to describe the impact it had on me as a young kid. It's pretty much the reason I turned out weird. Goodbye. Well, isn't that interesting? Like, you know, he says goodbye to one of the all-time greatest American institutions, hashtag thanks Mad. I mean, how many people did their style of comedy have an influence on?
I would say it's countless, yeah. Absolutely. The, you know, but this is the problem with being a dead tree publication at this point. Comics are facing the same thing. Marvel is created Marvel Unlimited, and I'm sure DC has some competitor.
What does that mean, Unlimited?
So Marvel Unlimited is their online publication thing.
It's a subscription service?
Where you can get all the new comics,
mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't have a number to spit out.
This is like the Netflix of comics where you just pay a fee and then you get access to all of them?
Some large percentage of all the Marvel comics ever made is available.
So it goes back in history?
Yes.
Wow.
As I understand it, you can read every Avengers on there.
Wow.
And that would...
Superman number one?
I can tell you this. When I was 12 years old, I bought Avengers 236.
Oh.
232 or something like that, 233. And so if they had kept publishing every month after that, you can start doing the math. I'm 48 now,
uh-huh.
And that was when I was 12. So,
and how much per month are they charging for this archival and brand new?
It's $60 service? A year, I think.
Wow, that's really cheap.
It's cheap. Yeah. But think about this for a second.
They're cutting out all the middlemen.
You go to Comic Boom over here in Keene, New Hampshire, and you buy a brand new comic, it's going to be $2. For
brand
that
new?
Yeah.
I thought comics were like $5 now, but I don't know.
Well, some of them are.
Okay. So they're still selling as cheap as two, brand new?
Yeah, I would say two is still a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it seems unusually cheap. I mean, but then again, I don't know what the business
You're getting
is.
Much better paper than you used to get,
uh-huh.
But, you know, for a kid who used to pay 50 cents for a comic, no, I don't consider that a good deal.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've gotten, some of them gotten thinner. The ads aren't there like they used to be, so they don't have that subsidy that in that way.
So they figured out a way to pivot to the digital age, Marvel, it sounds like. But Mad Magazine, they are, you know, they're not saying they're closing their doors just yet, but this sure does seem like that's the next step. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Apparently, D.C. did not immediately respond to a request for comment by CNN. So more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more, this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Harmon, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Time, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
tragedy. Wait, where's the look? Where's the newsstand?
Where's your nearest newsstand?
Barnes and Noble.
They shut down, didn't they?
I think they said
and it was that. Borders. It was yeah. Borders that closed, right?
Oh, there isn't a Barnes and Noble in the town in which I live.
There used to be a Borders here, though. They're gone now.
Oh yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's gone. Well, the whole chain closed.
Well, and Barnes and Noble didn't snap up the mall.
They
space.
Sure didn't. it was the same shopping center also lost to Circuit City shortly before that as well. So,
right, they took a hit.
These are signs of the times. That's for sure. If you want to join us here, the toll free number is 855-450-FREE.
They also lost a Blockbuster.
Traffic. Not from the same shopping center.
Yes, they
center.
Did. That was
not
that one
Keene.
Right. Yeah, no, in Keene, just across no. there. Then
it's in. There was one in Keene, and there isn't now.
It was
no,
on Key Road.
No, the Blockbuster was right out here by the studio, not far.
Okay.
Is that one last Blockbuster still open? Do you know the
in Bend, Oregon? No, yeah. The Alaska one's closed. There's okay. only one left, and as of earlier this year, it was still in. Open? It was okay. in Bend, Oregon.
if I had my computer open, I'd look and see what's happening with MySpace.
So this is all brought to you by local.bitcoin.com. They are definitely open, and you can go there right now and buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods. Some of them are riskier than others, so keep that in mind as you get into it. Visit local.bitcoin.com. Now, of course, if you're buying from somebody that's got some reputation, that's not as risky as buying from somebody that doesn't have any reputation whatsoever. So you can keep that in mind, too. In fact, Aria, who's our Monday night co-host, Nobody, who is another co-host of ours, they're both active sellers on the site. I've got some ads up there, too. Go to local.bitcoin.com, and you can get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Important to note, local.bitcoin.com respects your privacy. There's no ID requirement to sign up for the site. And they actually encrypt the communications between buyers and sellers. So there's important differences between their site and some other sites that try to do what they do.
Yeah, the other thing about this is that purchase is a smart contract. Now,
that's right.
Somebody may scam you because they scammed you, but they wouldn't be able to scam the local .bitcoin.com folks.
Well, one thing's for sure. They can't scam you if you're buying, let's say, and you pay attention. You have to make sure that the seller puts the coin into escrow before you pay them. Because once the coin's in escrow, as long as you can prove you made the payment, the dispute resolution will resolve in your favor. But one of the scam attempts that you'll come across is somebody – I did this today. I tried to buy from somebody using PayPal on there, and they're like, here's my PayPal address. Send it on. And I said, yeah, sure. As soon as you put the coin into escrow, I'm happy to send it to you. Never got a response from the person.
Hmm.
So they're just hoping that you'll go ahead and send, you know, the money to them before right. they put the coin in the escrow, because then they have nothing at risk and they can just walk away.
And they will.
Oh, yeah.
So do your due diligence either way.
Yeah. You got to pay attention.
Protect yourself.
When you're doing this stuff. Local.bitcoin.com. All right, so let's continue here. We got Makona on the line. Makona 512 is on our Discord server. Go ahead.
Hello. I wanted to comment on actually previous topics. I had the same
sure.
subjects on this, but basically it has to do with the gun stats and why I feel it's misleading when someone only focuses on gun deaths, because that's typically used by people who are pushing gun control to
yes.
actually obfuscate what's going on.
Right. I don't know
For
what
example,
the numbers are, but there's like seven times as many gun deaths as there are gun homicides, right?
Yes, but it's not just that. It's like one thing that they'll usually do is compare. They won't compare like a state or country longitudinally. So, for example, they won't compare the stats before and after a specific gun law went into effect. But typically what happens, like when you look at those longitudinal studies, like, for example, Crime Preventive Research Center does a bunch of them, you'll see that once they pass like a really strict gun law that basically only serves to really disarm the law-abiding people, what happens is violent crime typically skyrockets, including murders. So you get more murders. So, and overall, the gun deaths will go down, but then more people are actually dying, more people being victimized, more homes are being broken into, and just more violent crime in general. So no one's actually safer. They're actually less safe. But they now have a number that they can promote saying, hey, we passed this gun control law, and now the gun crime has dropped. But really, the only thing that's really dropped was the suicides, when the people who are suicidal just move on to something else.
Right. Now they're taking pills. Sucking on
exhaust
pipes.
But people then have a more difficult time owning a gun at all to legally defend themselves from crime, and so therefore crime rates can go up because of that?
Yes, like, for example, like in Hawaii, like, they actually passed, like, a number of really strict gun laws to a point where, and they had a period of years where not a single permit was issued. Basically, no one could qualify. Wow. It got to such a bad state that they actually took it to court, which they're under the Ninth Circuit jurisdiction, and even the Ninth Circuit sided against Hawaii and said that, like, yeah, that they went too far.
Well, I mean, there's many states out there period. That basically only offer, licenses to security guards, cops, and, military.
New York's one of those places.
Yeah, right. Basically. So, I mean, they might as well be not offering it to citizenship.
Yeah, basically in New York City, you can get a permit, but you can only get, like, a premise permit. And usually, like, that can be took about, like a little over a year to get one.
Oh, wow. Meaning that you can't take it out of your house kind of thing?
Yes, you can't take it out of your house.
Can you even, like, transport it to a shooting range in some legal way or no?
You can.
It's like, how do you move?
But then it's under, like, a guilty until proven innocent kind of system. Like, if you get caught with it, you got to prove that you were somehow going to a range.
Mm. Unloaded, locked in a case, locked in the trunk of your vehicle during transport.
People in New York City.
Yeah, that's a requirement, and then you got to also prove it.
Yeah.
So, wait, how do you move from one house to another or one apartment to another? Just kind of got to roll the dice and hope that you can get not pulled over while that's happening?
Pretty much.
Or do you have the right to bring it from one premise to another premise?
Yeah, you're basically not allowed to. Like, they're actually taking that to the Supreme Court.
Wow.
Because of how restrictive that is.
To the New York Supreme Court or the new the U.S.?
The federal Supreme Court, Supreme Court of the U.S.
Shall not be infringed, ladies and gentlemen.
These poor New York gun owners, man. All they got to do.
True.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
All they got to do is move, a couple hours to the east, and then all their gun problems would be solved.
Yeah.
But no, they want to fight all the way to the Supreme Court because they just love New York that much.
Well, if you live in New York City, a lot of times you can't do the work you remotely or whatever. I mean, if you're working in the garment district or you're on Madison Ave or something like that, what are you going to do?
Or working at Mad Magazine. Hey, thanks, Makona. Appreciate hearing from you. Of course, they're not there anymore, right? Didn't you say they moved offices, Mad Magazine?
Yeah, Mad Magazine, I think, moved to Los Angeles within the last couple years.
So, a little bit more about the beginning of the end for Mad Magazine. Some would argue the beginning of the end was actually when they cut back to every other month publication rather than doing it once a month. 855, 450, free like freedom, or when they started accepting advertising. Apparently, that was something they started in the early aughts. Previously, it was subscriptions focused only. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history, and tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. Godark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit godarkbags.com/FTL. That's godarkbags.com/FTL.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The FBI and Justice Department launching an investigation after the news that Jeffrey Epstein was found dead in his New York jail cell on Saturday. Law enforcement says the 66-year-old pedophile took his life by hanging himself in his jail cell a day after being taken off of suicide watch. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway saying,
the Attorney General took action immediately when he learned of the death of Jeffrey Epstein, and there is an active investigation.
Conway, a guest on Fox News Sunday, the recent mass shootings, the main point of conversation on the Sunday talk shows. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on CBS's Face the Nation saying he doesn't believe the president wants to see anybody hurt, but claims his language divides the country.
President Trump and nobody else wants to see people mowed down and killed, and I've never said that. He does not want to see that.
Sanders saying he thinks President Trump creates the climate for mass shooting events, but doesn't believe he wants to see them carried out. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. We've been talking about the cultural death of Mad Magazine. A big influence on a lot of people in the Generation X and maybe even the Boomers, I guess, right? In their generations, it started back in the early 1950s as a comic book, became a magazine in 1955, and now they're basically winding the thing down, it seems like.
It's too offensive for this generation.
Yeah, you've got to be as old as you've got to be as old as my mother to really sort of hate Mad Magazine.
To not know or to dislike Mad Magazine.
She disliked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can share more about that with you. Also, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We do have a forum for Free Talk Live listeners where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's free. Go to forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Scott. He's in Missouri, listening in Hannibal to KHMO. Hello, Scott.
Hey, when you guys were talking earlier about being unwashed, I have some case scenarios for that.
All right.
Okay, well, so I spent 13 years in the Army Infantry, right? And so one day I got up, put on my, you know, took a shower, shaved, brushed my teeth, put on my clothes, and went to work. And went to the woods, and 13 days later, I came out of the woods the same way. I didn't take off. I never took off a piece of clothing. I never did anything to my mouth or washed. And when I got in the car with my wife, she said, I smelled like a Yeti.
So that wasn't a compliment then.
No, and I don't think my wife has ever saw a Yeti before, but that was kind of what I did.
You smell like a leprous yak. hold on here. I get that the infantry sleeps in holes, and you know, obviously you guys have to go out for days on end into the woods because sometimes that's where fighting goes on. But, and traditionally that's where fighting's going on. But what about a toothbrush? I mean, surely they give you some kind of pack for a toothbrush. I mean, the value of brushing your teeth, like, you don't need toothpaste to make toothbrushing valuable. You can get the crud off your teeth with just a toothbrush.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. No, and nothing against the establishment. This was my bad. I mean, the establishment enforces that you carry your toothbrush, your toothpaste, your razor, your shaving cream, an extra change of clothes, like a dozen pair of socks. But mm-hmm. I was just like 18, 19 years old. I didn't care, you know?
Okay.
And I just like, well, I just, you know, when you work, you know, 20 hours a day, you don't want to spend your 4 hours of sleep time, hygiene time, and, you know, you just don't agree.
You're just around a bunch of other guys anyway, so, you know, in the woods.
And you really go nose blind because you don't even smell the other people.
Right.
No, I'm sure you do. Yeah, yeah. The enemy can find you just by the way you stink.
Just don't be downwind.
Well,
hopefully they stink the same way.
But what if you live in like a commune where no one bathes, or like, you know, a co-op where they just like, you know, they all poop in buckets. So you kind of go nose blind so no one smells. So you don't really have an offensive thing to another person.
Well, now, just to be clear, you were in the same set of clothes for 13 days. The people that we're talking about earlier, just for listeners just tuning in, we had this in our first hour-long discussion about people
who... It's a great story, by the way.
Yeah, people who don't use soap. That was sort of the focus of the story. So many of them do step into the shower. They do have hot water. They may scrub, but they're not using soap, which is completely different. Presumably, they're putting on fresh clothes after that and laundering their clothes. Maybe they're not...
Maybe, yeah.
Whether or not they're using soap in their laundry, in their clothes laundry is another question. You, Scott, had the same set of clothes on for 13 days, were sweating in that same set of clothes. That is one of the reasons why you would be much more offensive, I think, than these other people.
Yeah. Well, and even going back to the article, part of it was the ammonia and on the microbiome, mm-hmm. whatever, that the content of that on the skin. So even the guy in the article wasn't able to, like, remove the smell without using products. And that's why he created the natural product to help with the smell.
Gotcha.
So cleanliness and smell are not necessarily hand in hand, even in the article.
Scott, anything else you want to share about your experience?
Well, that brings me to my second story. So then years later, I retire out of the Army, and my wife starts her own business, and I wound up working at home a lot, right? So mm-hmm. when you don't go to – and we're 9 miles away from a town, you know? So you're working at home, you know. Do you need to shower? Do you need, you know, obviously brushing the teeth, that's a big deal because those mistakes cost me with gum, you know, receding. So anyway, so if you, like you said, a fresh set of clothing, you know, you live in a normal house, you just, you know, but when you get up and go to work, you're going to be working in that same house. So I did notice.
In your underwear, probably?
No. We had to deal with people, but.
Oh, okay.
But I did notice that overuse, because I thought, well, you know, I didn't take a shower today, I have to see someone, so I better put on more deodorant. Antiperspirant, the aluminum in the antiperspirant would put black stains in your cloth of your shirt. Mm. So if you overuse, instead of just normal use, and I found the same thing. If you scrub with water, you do quite well, you know. Even if you don't, and so if you overuse a product, you do a disservice to yourself, or if you mm-hmm. don't wash it all, right, obviously we talked about that. But, yeah, just if you see something muddy on you, wipe it off with water, and, you know, and wash your clothes, you know, and change clothes.
I've heard bad things about antiperspirant versus deodorant, that because there's, like, just more bad chemicals or something in the antiperspirant. Like, why would you want to stop yourself from perspiring?
I've heard all that. I did at one point do that, you know, the salt thing that you rub up underneath your armpit to kill the bacteria. Are you familiar with this? Okay, well, there's this natural thing out there that you can use instead of deodorant, which mm-hmm. is basically a salt block that you rub up underneath your armpits, and it makes for an atmosphere that is not hospitable to those particular bacteria or whatever. They come back, mm-hmm. but more or less, you're still... If you did, you basically have to do that twice a day, and you know there's no blocking of the sweat. I did that for a few years, and then decided, meh, I like my antiperspirant, so I went back.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you still use antiperspirant today?
I use antiperspirant today. Yeah, mm-hmm. sure.
Well, Scott, the thing is, I think if you apply it and then you shower and remove it and then you reapply, you never get like a stain level, you know. But if you just apply it in lieu of showering. You could really put some black stains in your clothes.
Thanks for the heads up and sharing your experience with us tonight, Scott. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. David is in New Mexico listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, David.
Actually, on KENN, Ken out of Farmington, Four Corners, New Mexico.
Oh, you're listening on KENN. Excellent.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I have talked to a number of horses after they have rolled in the dirt. They didn't even know what microbes were.
course.
Did you ask and, Mr. Ed? He might be able to tell you.
No, it was a cousin of Ed's. Ed actually had passed on, but it was a cousin.
Francis!
All right, what else you got, David?
The cop thing, but since you're on that subject, with the pits thing, I have noticed that in support of what that guy was saying, that if you you wake up in the morning, you shower the day before using soap, including the pits, you wake up in the morning somewhere around noon, you haven't hit the shower yet, you start to smell a little bit, you take a shower, it takes care of it for another day. But if you don't get a chance to shower, I noticed that a few hours later, the smell starts to go away, supporting the argument that the bad bacteria are causing the scent, and then a few hours later, the good bacteria are battling back the bad bacteria. And
but how do you get
them.
The good bacteria back if you've washed it away? Don't you have to use some kind of product?
No, it might be different for the dude that said his wouldn't come back, but mine seems to come back on a daily basis, the good bacteria. Hmm. A few hours later, you wash it off.
It's got a strong biome.
Yeah, strong biome. I roll around in the dirt with the horses on a
Speaking
daily
of
basis.
Dirt, you got a dirty cop story for us, right?
Yeah, this is a good one. This one's worth looking up because there's a very fun picture to look at.
Oh.
It's a KRQ... television story that you can find on the internet, and it's let me look at it right here. It says the headline is so you can find it when you do your search. It's not coming up, so I'll fake it. It's coming up slowly. Former chief of police of Hagerman, former police chief, comma, four others accused of sexually exploiting Chavez.
Boy. Hang on. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. We'll dial in right now. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. Whether you want to comment on hygiene or the beginning of the end for Mad Magazine.
It's kind of like the end of the end at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the way it's looking. It's not good.
The death rattle.
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. And don't forget about the Free Talk Live AMP program. I do want to say thank you to Libertariat, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier, meaning Libertariat contributes way above what we request. We only ask $5 a month. He's doing $25 a month at least.
Thank you,
to be a Platinum. So thank you for that over at amp.freetalklive.com. That is the AMP program, advertise, market, and promote. It's a way to help support what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to David in New Mexico, you've got a story about another corrupt police chief. Tell me about it, David. What happened?
Yeah, once the corrupt is right, once again, under the heading that the special agent in charge of New Mexico region, FBI, says that New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation, and they prove it on a regular basis, and once again, this is the payback to the state of New Mexico. Those of you listening through KENN for the state of New Mexico illegally trafficking my children, I proved it with a unanimous decision at your New Mexico Court of Appeals in case you want to doubt me. But anyway, this guy is a his name is Cassius Mason, goes by Cass. He's 66, the former chief of police of Hagerman.
His mama named him Cassius. His name Cassius.
Yeah. Yep. And this is
it's a white guy, by the way.
That doesn't matter to me. Yeah. Okay. That's the quote from, I can't remember what it was. It Coming to America where Eddie Murphy did that? They were talking about Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali.
And this is in, as they pronounce it, New Mexico, Chavez County. And the dateline comes out of our, it's in New Mexico, they say Rosal. Rosal, not Roswell, but Rosal. And what this guy did, and like I said, this thing is worth looking up because there's a photograph of the five mugshots of the five dudes that had some interaction with this girl who was 15.
So hold on, this wasn't just the police chief. This was other officers in the department and the police chief? So this was like a conspiracy to molest a teenager?
Well, there seems like there's something, yes and no. It seems like there's something going on because there's five dudes that all had something with her. One is a police chief, a former police chief.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is a former, current or former, I think former school custodian that may have met her at the school. And the other three dudes are just civilians. But the thing that's worth pulling up about the article, that KRQE article, is that there's two articles. One of them has the mugshots. There's five mugshots, and the guy in the middle of the composite mugshot, the day that he took his mugshot, he's wearing a T-shirt that has some words on it. The only one you can read is the one that says across his chest, "Busted."
Busted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see that here. All right. So what is the accusation here against the police chief?
The police chief arranged to give one of his cell phones to the 15-year-old girl once again, she's old enough to have sex, just not legally with him, since he's 66. And he's a police chief, retired, so he knows better. He gave the girl a cell phone, and then they had the sexual back and forth until her mom found the phone.
Ruh-roh, yep.
So, anyhow.
Wow. Yeah, I do have the story pulled up here. It's relatively short. They don't give you a whole lot of information. But, David, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And he has been sentenced at this point. He's now 68 years old. Cassius Mason sentenced on Monday after this was last week. After the former Hagerman police chief pleaded no contest to child solicitation by electronic device. According to the sentence, it appears to have been a 6-year prison sentence, but it was suspended. So, no time.
Well, that's pretty nice because he doesn't want to have to go do that.
Yeah.
So, David calls in quite frequently about, corrupt politics or corrupt police in Mexico. But every time he calls in, they seem to be doing something positive to solve that problem. Right.
Well,
someone got busted. Someone's doing this.
You only find out about these stories when something happens, right? Okay. Like if the police chief had given her a cell phone and mom hadn't caught it, then who knows where that would have led. But if nothing had been said to mother or mother hadn't found out about it, it probably would have been, he would have gotten away with it.
So what you will find is that there's this sort of professional courtesy, especially for a variety of crimes. A lot of times, not every time, but a lot of times, police will give police a pass for, say, drunk driving, certainly for tickets and that kind of thing. I can tell you, as a firefighter, having that helmet sit in the back of a backseat of my car, it really doesn't seem to be a problem as far as getting tickets for a long time.
Just don't jump out of the car and tell the cop to run your plates, because that doesn't go over real well if you're a judge.
Yeah, there's every once in a while you'll find a good story where some judge or politician steps over, and at that point you're what they're doing is they're trying to flex on the cop. The cop understands it's their prerogative one way or the other, but when these people act like they want to flex on them, then the cop's going to, and by flex I mean flexing their political muscle or whatever. The cop's not scared. He's got nothing to lose by running the president of the United States or whomever in on a ticket. So, don't pretend like you're in charge in a situation where you're not, is what I would say. But all cops dislike sex crimes.
Okay.
And so it doesn't – much more likely that you're going to get run up the flagpole if – you're doing something with a 15-year-old. These people have girls, and they don't like the idea of some 66-year-old dude propositioning their 15-year-old daughter, so they figure they don't like the idea of them doing somebody else's.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight here. Let's go to a different David. This one is in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Oh, yeah, honey. A bunch of different things are going on at once, and I think I've told you before that I believe that Trump is organized crime, and that his motivations are not political. His motivations are criminal. And, he acts as a hired gun in some certain cases. So, say, for example, these raids down in Mississippi, the 650 people. Well, it turns out that they were really trying to bust a union, right? So
who's been raided?
There was an
immigration raid.
Yeah, immigration raid that picked up over 600 people.
Oh, my.
In Mississippi, but then let over half of them go afterwards.
Good. They should let them all go.
Well, and so the point was these were three or four different packing plants. And one of them actually is named Coke, but apparently it's not owned by the Cokes. Now, I can't imagine the Coke family not suing to have control of that name, but I'm surprised at that one. But that's kind of beside the point. One
Coke's
of these
kind
packing
of a
plants,
common name.
Well, one of these packing plants had been had just gone union. They won a great lawsuit because the company was like Mississippi, just a creepy using cops and spies and intimidation to make sure that nobody can become union. And so the company lost a huge legal settlement and had to pay back the people that they had intimidated and strong-armed and whatnot. And so, bam, all of a sudden, the raid happens, trying to wipe out the membership of the
industry. So wait, are you suggesting that this company actually wanted to be raided?
Yeah, they dropped a dime on themselves. You know, it's actually famous up in, let's see, there's Foster Farms.
To bust the union. Ian looks confused.
I understand what he's claiming. I'm not confused about what he's claiming, but that would also bust their business up pretty bad because if you lose half of your employees, huh?
No administration of that company got arrested, yet they had enough cops to take away 650 people. And apparently, you know, I've worked in theater management, right, theater planning. And so, you know, you got a backstage to take care of and the loading in equipment and the audience control and all sorts of different functions. They raid 680 people or something. They had no plans for kids. They had no plans. All of the management of ICE for an operation is one of the biggest in the history of America. And they had no plans for anything. You know.
Well, that's typical government. I mean, they just suck at everything they do. They're not any good at taking care of people. They were doing raids under Obama, okay? So this hasn't changed.
You've got to look at Trump as being a slumlord.
They're all the same, dude. Trump's no different from Obama. Yeah, I know you have your beliefs
about
that. Well, you can keep saying no, they're not over and over again, but they both are in charge of the largest criminal organization on the planet. It's the U.S. federal government.
There's certainly plenty of raids going on under Obama.
Yeah, and they will use it for political purposes, that's for sure, but I don't see how taking out half of an entire workforce is going to stop a union. They unionized, and in most places, you're forced to be in the union, so that means the remaining half are probably still in that union, and now they're just having to work twice as hard. There's more coming up here tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll see you then.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.